good morning, and thank you for joining the conversation this morning. Evan Bray, great to have you here on the Wednesday morning. We're going to get back to the phone and the text line momentarily, asking the question, do you support the commitment that Prime Minister Carney made this morning to for Canada to hit 5% GDP spending by the year 2035? So it's in the next decade this is going to happen. Lots of calls, lots of texts coming in. First, though, Donald Trump was just on the news this morning. Of course, he's at the NATO summit, and he is blasting the report that came out yesterday suggesting that Iran's nuclear program has only been set back a few months, wasn't obliterated like the president said it was. You remember right after those strikes happened on the weekend, the U.S. president said, we obliterated these nuclear sites in Iran. Well, now this new report comes out, issued from the Defense Intelligence Agency, contradicts the statements that Trump said. Trump isn't happy. It was clearly leaked. This report wasn't officially put out. Someone, an insider, leaked this information. CNN broke the story, and of course, that adds fuel to the fire. Donald Trump frustrated about it. Donald Trump this morning, in the fashion that only Donald Trump can, posted a video to Truth Social featuring stealth bombers and other warplanes from the U.S. with this song.
Bomb, bomb, Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
Bomb, Iran.
I mean, obviously, there's some AI involvement there. And some will say, well, Donald Trump's not the only one that posts to his Truth Social account. It could have been someone else. But you can imagine that will get a reaction that he was looking for. The other thing I will say before I go back to the phone line is that we have been talking about this NATO target, 5% GDP. Canada committed in 2014 to 2%. However, we haven't even got close to that up until this year when Mark Carney committed that we would hit it. We had Major Mark Dauphin on earlier this morning. He's a highly decorated, retired Canadian Armed Forces veteran. He and I have been messaging back and forth, and he sent me the list of, you basically go through the years in Canada, how much Canada spent on defense spending. Canada was killing in the 50s on defense spending. In fact, 52, 6.8%, 53, 7.4% GDP was going to defense spending. Then it started to wane a bit in the early 60s. By the late 60s, it was down around the 2% mark. And then through the 70s and beyond, it basically was under 2% or right around the 2% mark. So there's lots of reasons for it. It's not quite as simple as just saying, putting it at a chart and recognizing that Canada's economy has grown in many ways through those years. And sometimes the growth means that the proportionate defense spending goes down. A number of people on the text line, like Ian from Saskatoon, points out, had Trudeau continued to tank the economy any lower, 5% of that lower GDP would have been an easy make. So it really does kind of move in a proportional scale to the economy of the country. I have no problem with Canada committing to the 5% GDP for military spending. This is Katie in Saskatoon. But Carney better get the oil flowing to pay for it, because he better not be increasing our taxes to make it happen. Kate in Saskatoon, thanks for that. Darren in Dalmany, can we at least put 1% towards a military division that specializes in fighting wildfires? Interesting concept there. Colleen from Buena Vista says, NATO, it's not that Canada shouldn't carry our weight with NATO. I agree, but here's the problem. How the heck are we going to pay for 5%? $150 billion a year. We couldn't even reach 2% with exclamation points, Colleen says. Mark Carney said yesterday, this will take sacrifice from Canadians. What on earth can Canadians do to give more? Canadians are already stretched to the limit. Colleen, thank you for the text. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Larry in Saskatoon. Thanks for calling in, Larry. What do you think? You agree with the 5% GDP NATO commitment?
Actually, I don't. I think NATO is a secondary. The primary defense of North America is NORAD. And what Jamie Sinclair was referring to, defending the Arctic and our northern and our borders around the sea, that would apply also to our borders for immigration. And how can I put it this way? You can't defend NATO if you can't defend North America. Mm. And so that's the first thing to do. We have more, I would say we've got probably more trained, experienced military people who are trained by probably the People's Republic of China than we do Canadian armed forces at this point. And if we talk about those who are, you know, terrorist trained,
God, I hope that's not
adding up here.
I hope that's not right, though, Larry. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to say that there aren't those people in Canada that have been trained or have been involved in terrorist organizations. But that's a big stretch to get there. But you know, when you talk about NORAD, NATO, border security, all of these things are intertwined. And so you can achieve more than one thing by increasing the spend on military. And it's been said before, and I think there's a lot of validity to this, is that this investment is not just about military and defense. This is about the role Canada plays on the world stage. This is about how we are viewed by other countries. This is about rebuilding the nation that we once were and can become again. In some ways, I think it plays into the talk that we're going to do after 10:30, which is the whole, you know, Canada Day is under a week away. On a scale of 1 to 10, rate your Canadian pride. Where is it at? Has it bounced back? What's your number? And why do you feel that way? So we'll be having that discussion later on this morning. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. I'm going to stay on the phone line. We'll go to Buffalo Pound Lake. Terry is on the line. How are you today, Terry?
Hey, I'm good.
That's good.
Quick comment about Trump and then go on to NATO.
Go ahead.
Okay, with Trump, what it boils down to, anything that calls his bluster into question and shows that he's totally wrong drives him nuts. So he came up with the, hey, look at this, I made peace in Iran and Israel. 45 seconds later, they're bombing each other again.
Right.
That's when he swore. Now with the whole thing with the bombing stuff, you know, he's, oh, we totally obliterated it. No, you didn't. You know, so it's making him not to be the perfect, all, the greatest guy in the world like he thinks he is.
Right. So he's pushing back is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess he's losing his shiny coat. But anyway, so I'm to NATO. 100% agree with it. We should be paying into it. And if you take all the money that Sparky wasted on his vain attempts at green agenda and all the LGBTQ, all that stuff, there's a good chunk there. And the other point that I wanted to make was, if you listen to Carney's wording, he said they're going to achieve a good chunk of this stuff on critical minerals development. And I would really like to know what he, like what, you know, what kind of, I don't know what we call it, a sideshow that he's going to do with that.
So you and part of it too, and I know off air you had mentioned you wanted to hear him include oil in that. There's a lot of people saying we have the means. We maybe have to do an investment in infrastructure, but we have the means to generate and drive our GDP up in this country simply by leaning into energy production, and that includes oil. That includes LNG. We talked about this earlier. And those critical minerals, he talked about that yesterday. In fact, if you caught this, he did an interview prior to the NATO conference actually starting. He did an interview, a one-on-one with CNN, and was asked about that commitment of 5%. And this is before he had actually formally come out and made the commitment.
These are important questions, and it's important to be clear what we are potentially, and I think likely to all agree tomorrow, which is, and let's take the 5% of GDP figure, which is a big,
huge chunk.
Big number.
How much is it actually for you?
5% of our GDP would be about $150 billion.
I mean, that's a lot.
It's a lot of numbers.
Per year?
Per year.
That's a lot.
Of course it is.
So it means that's stuff that you can't give to your own citizens.
Well, okay.
But social.
Let's start to break it down.
You know.
So part of it, a little less than a third of that overall number is spending on things that, quite frankly, we're already doing to build the resilience of our economy. So it can be domestic resilience. It can be defending in areas that support defense, but also support other things. So I'll give an example. Critical minerals. It is obvious, I think, to everyone now, the risk that's run being fully dependent on China for critical minerals, including rare earths, magnets, and others, not just for defense industry, but for the auto industry and others. Canada has one of the biggest and most varied deposits of critical minerals,
which Trump was coveting.
We are going to develop those. We're going to develop those in Canadian interests. We're going to develop some of them in partnership with the European Union itself and European Union member states, with the UK, other partners. Some of the spending for that counts towards that 5%. In fact, a lot of it will count towards that 5% because it's infrastructure spending, it's ports and railroads and other ways to get these minerals out. So that's something that benefits the Canadian economy, but is also part of our NATO, our new NATO responsibilities.
Part of the interview that he did, Mark Carney, with CNN yesterday, just ahead of the start of the NATO summit. Of course, we know this morning he committed Canada to hit that 5% GDP of defense spending by the year 2035. And that's what we're talking about with you. Let's take another break. Still got some people on the phone. I know we've got lots of texts coming in as well. 1-877-332-8255. Do you support the spending? Do you support the new NATO defense spending pledge to hit 5% GDP by the year 2035? Canada's made the commitment. Do they follow through and do you support it? That's where we go with you when we come back here on 650 CKOM 980 CJME.
Hey, Big Fender! Hey, Big Fender!
Hey, well, so far on the phone line, pretty much everyone has consistently been in favor of Canada spending 5% GDP on defense spending. The text line, though, not so committed. Kelly, for example, from Silton, 5% of our GDP is so out of reach for Canadians, it's not even funny. We're taxed to death now. This will absolutely kill the average person in Canada. Take Trump's offer, become the 51st state. We'll all be better off. Kelly in Silton. Jace out of Regina, I love this new commitment from the government. Our military is seriously underfunded. And back in both world wars, Canada was a superpower and a force to be reckoned with. We need to get back to that. Trent from Regina, a good way to get that 5% and guarantee our security, especially in the Arctic, is to begin a nuclear weapon program with intercontinental delivery systems. Only real security in this new era. Let's go back to the phone line. Cal has been waiting patiently. Cal, thanks for calling in. What do you think? You support this 5% spend on defense?
Well, I do support the 5% spend on defense, and the people that are concerned about paying for it, while our problem is not spending money on defense, it's wasting all the other money that is spent on all kinds of other things. So, I mean, if we actually go after our energy industry properly, we'd have no problem spending it on GDP, spending it on military. We'd have no problem reducing taxes in Canada. And it's interesting that Carney talks about this critical minerals. I mean, they do understand that in order to mine those minerals, we're going to need oil and gas in order to run the equipment to mine those minerals. He wraps it in this, you know, we're against China thing. But really, it's going to come down to this EV mandate is the reason why he's worried about this critical minerals thing. So that's a bit hypocritical by him. But yes, energy industry could definitely pay for all this. But whether he's actually going to come through and do it, I mean, that's going to be the difference.
Right.
There's too much money wasted.
Yeah. And it comes down to priorities. And I think that's what you're saying. I know I've got a couple of texters saying the same thing. It's not that we can't afford to. It's about how we prioritize the spending.
Well, and prioritizing is important. I mean, we're giving more money to the Ukraine, which, again, is money that is strange that it's spent that way, because in 2020, Brookfield and Westinghouse had a deal with Ukraine that ended in 2025. And suddenly now, in 2025, Canada is giving money to the Ukraine makes me a little suspicious, Evan.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to move on because I want to grab another caller. I'm going to take Greg out of Saskatoon. Your thoughts on the prioritized spend on defense, Greg?
I think it's the right thing to do. I put it like I was saying to Frank. You got a nice vehicle. Let's say you got a nice truck, and you know you want to put running boards or a nice set of rims on it. That's not necessary spending. That's just, you know, wasteful money. Whereas if your tranny goes, you need to spend that money. This is money we should have been spending all along. You know, if we want to be a part of the program and be up to speed with everybody, we can't keep lagging behind like we have been.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I said it earlier. I think it is part of the rebuild of Canada. It's part of the rebuild of our reputation on an international level. It's not just about defense spending. That's part of it, sure, but it's much bigger and broader than that. Lots of texts coming in where people are saying they are opposed to this. I want to make sure that I'm giving those saying nay their voice as well. Greg and Regina, where is Canada getting all of these billions of dollars from? Especially when the Liberals are opposed to oil and gas. Go woke, go broke. So Greg, I think, is saying we need to make sure that we're using our assets to our advantage, whether it's oil, gas, energy production. That's been pretty consistent on the text line as well. It's been a good discussion. Thanks to everybody that joined in. Sorry to those that I left on the phone line and on the text line. We'll try and get more on throughout the show this morning. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.